After nearly 2 years of community meetings with Pacific Gas and Electric, the energy company's Wave Power project is beginning to smell a little fishy, according to fishing interests. Dave Bitts is a commercial salmon trawler and a crabber in Humboldt, and he's president of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations.
They told us over and over that there's no way this project would last longer than 5 years in the state waters research phase. And then the same guy that told us that turned around and told the public they were looking at a 10-year license. And then we found out that FERC only issues licenses for 50 years.
Traditionally, licenses at FERC are issued for anywhere between 30 and 50 years. The pilot process or a pilot license would be less than that.
Celeste Miller is spokesperson for FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is the oversight agency to PG&E's Wave Connect project. PG&E is applying for a pilot license. Miller says it's up to the 7-member commission how long a pilot license is good for.
We're flexible in that component. It would look at the individual application to determine the term of the license, of the pilot license.
Miller adds that after PG&E acquires a pilot license, the energy company could apply for a long-term license. That's up to 50 years. That's a concern for fishers like Bitts, who says the project is located on prime crabbing grounds in the Humboldt Bay.
We cannot agree to let them take the prime crab grounds in front of Eureka forever. And that's what it looks like they may be very likely to do. We haven't been talking to people from PG&E who are empowered to make decisions. We've been talking to salespeople who are selling us a bill of goods, and we've had it with that.
Citing a draft study from the University of California Sea Grants Extension, Bitt says the low estimate of crabbing and salmon trawling in the Harbor Bay is a $7 million industry annually. Pat Higgins, a candidate for supervisor, sits on the Humboldt Harbor Bay Commission. He says cutting off prime fishing grounds could decimate the coast's strongest fishery.
The crab industry is one of the healthiest fisheries on the North Coast. We harvest only males, not females, so we're not overexploiting. And so it's something that's very predictable and something that is, something that really is a vital engine of our fishing and economy overall here. And so this is not something that we can treat lightly.
Higgins says the Humboldt Bay Harbor Commission wants something in writing from PG&E.
We believe that if we have things in writing with PG&E, then in fact, they're liable. They're liable in court, and therefore that exposure will cause them to comply with our wishes, whereas FERC may be intransigent. There are precedents in terms of these agreements between fishermen and people who have undersea or in ocean operations. And they are the cable agreements, such as the one crafted by and for the Morro Bay fishermen, who may snag an AT&T cable that's out in deep water. But AT&T makes enough money to where they set up a committee, they compensate the fishermen. And so it's we're looking for a similar arrangement, and it's not without precedent. And it isn't anything that actually we think that the company couldn't do in terms of making an explicit commitment.
As for fishers, Bitt says they've already hired a lawyer.
The crab fishery has to be able to survive their presence. And if they do this on their terms, we won't survive their presence. That doesn't have to do with money. That has to do with having a future for the crab fishery in Humboldt County. There are monetary issues, but they are secondary.
PG&E is expected to turn its draft permit application for a pilot license this Friday, and fishing groups and the Harbor Commission are preparing to intervene. Again, Bitts.
Now, intervention is not necessarily hostile. Intervention simply means we want standing to participate in this process. We have a stake in the outcome. We need to be informed of all the developments and dates and filing deadlines, et cetera, et cetera. And if we intervene, then there's a chance that FERC will listen to us, whereas if we don't, they won't.
After PG&E files for its pilot permit, anyone in the public can intervene within 60 days. Miller says FERC will likely be holding a public meeting on the Wave Connect license sometime this June. This reporter placed several calls to PG&E. Calls were not returned by airtime. I'm Christina Onnestad for KMUD News.